in order for you to be eligible for the deferred action for patents, he requires that someone has a United States citizen child or a lawful permanent resident who is a child of a person who is undocumented for more than 5 years. So all the other individuals that did not have a son or a daughter, or do not have a son or a daughter that are United States citizens or lawful permanent residents, they are out of this deferred action. And that's why I think he could have gone beyond this, and he did have the power to do that. We have to keep in mind that this situation and this temporary fix is helping some people. It's not helping everybody. We think that here in central New York, in upstate New York, I would say about 3,000 to 5,000 families will benefit from it. A broader executive order would have given more benefits, especially to farm workers and other individuals that do not necessarily have children in the United States. They have their children at home, in Mexico, in Guatemala, in Honduras, in their countries, and they do not have children here, even though they have been here for more than 5 years. So that those people are left out at this point. However, we do believe that Congress must take action. This is a first step. This is a temporary step. This is a temporary fix. And we have to understand, and the elected officials must act on this. They must pass comprehensive immigration reform, and they must act upon the law that is currently in Congress pending, which is the Agricultural Jobs Act, which will really benefit not only the undocumented population that were left out by this executive order, but also will help the owners of the farms. They are pushing for this bill, and they have not done anything in Congress as of right now. They must act. If they want to stop what the President Obama just did, pass a law. If they want to do something better than what the President Obama did, pass a law. So that's what they are elected for, and that's what they should do.